朋友，欢迎你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听基督教要理的专题节目。今天的讲员是林慈信牧师，期待你通过收听更好地认识神，坚定地跟随神，结出丰盛生命的好果子。
下面第九节我们就继续第八节所开始的加尔文的圣经论。加尔文的圣经论在基督教要义的第 4.8.5 那里呢，加尔文又提到圣经里耶稣基督是神人的中保我们来看看加尔文是怎么说的。虽然呢，他说这项原则从最初的教会就开始使用，就是说呢，圣经里面是神的启示，是什么呢？神的仆人不应该教导任何不是从他学到的东西，但是因为历史有不同的处境，他们学习的方法也有所不同。不过现今的秩序和先前的时代非常的不同的。怎么处理历史呢？First, if what Christ says is true, no one sees the Father except the Son. 假如耶稣基督所讲的是对的，就是除了人子和子愿意指示的，没有人知道父。Surely they who would attain the knowledge of God should always be directed by that eternal wisdom. 所以呢，任何人想认识神的话，必须由那位永恒的智慧，就是基督自己来指导他们。For how could they either have comprehended God's mysteries with the mind or have uttered them except by the teaching of him to whom alone secrets of the Father are revealed. 任何的人呢，用人的心思去了解神的奥秘，怎么可能呢？除非那位子，就是认识父的奥秘的子，启示他们呢。 Therefore, holy men of old knew God only by beholding him in his Son as in a mirror. 所以古代的人，就是先知跟使徒们呢，怎么认识神的呢？就是在基督里看见神，就好像如一面镜子一样。哥林多后书第三章第八节。When I say this, I mean that God has never manifested to men in any other way than through the Son. 加尔文说，我的意思就是说，神从来没有向人启示他自己，除了透过他的儿子，也就是说，他的唯一的智慧亮光和真理的那位耶稣基督。 From this fountain, 从这个基督这个泉源呢，亚当、挪亚、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和所有其他的，他们都是从 他们都饮于这个泉源and drank all that they had of heavenly teaching, 就是说他们所有属天的教导都是饮于这个泉源。 From the same fountain, all the prophets have also drawn every heavenly oracle,从基督这个泉源，所有的先知得到他们从天而来的晓谕 that they have given forth, 就是他们所发表的晓谕。耶稣基督是启示先知使徒的那一位。For this wisdom has not always manifested itself in one way. 那基督这位神的智慧呢，不是每一次用同样的方法启示的。Among the patriarchs, God used secret revelations. 对亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各先祖呢，神用了一些奥秘的启示。But at the same time to confirm these, he added such signs. 但是为要证明，为要肯定这些的记号、这些启示呢，神用其他的记号 ，that they could have no doubt that it was God who was speaking to them. 好叫他们毫无疑问的相信是神向他们说话的。What the patriarch had received, they handed on to their descendants. 先祖所领受的，他们就传递给他们的后裔。For the Lord had left it with them that they should so propagate it. 因为上主把他的启示留给先祖们，条件就是要他们传给后裔。The children and the children's children knew when God dictates within what they had heard was from heaven, not from earth.他们的儿女跟儿女的儿女都知道神在他们所听到的都是神所定下的话语，是从天不是从地上来的。那这里这一段呢，说从亚当开始列祖先知们 他们所得到的启示都是从基督而来的。那这里并没有默撒也是从圣灵所默示的，也没有默撒从父而来的。所以父子灵是启示的来源，神说话啊，在历史上说话。那加尔文这里所讲的神的智慧呢，绝对就不是诺斯底主义所讲那个智慧和那个罗格斯。为什么？因为这个神的智慧耶稣基督呢，是向亚当、挪亚、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各说话的。诺斯底主义的甚至乎某一些早期教父的那个罗格斯呢，假如是受了诺斯底主义的影响的话，是不能碰到人啊，不能碰到城市的。所以一方面圣经是神的话从上而来，从基督而来，透过圣灵，但是是的确是达到人有血有肉的先祖先知使徒等等，神是具体的启示了啊。用范泰尔的话是神具体的启示，用加尔文的话来说是基督神的智慧向列祖先知启示的。好，我们继续 1.6.1。 我们是需要新的心，也是信心啊，才能够有一个受教的心，让圣经教导我们的。That brightness which is born in upon the eyes of all men, both in heaven and on earth, is more than enough to withdraw all support from man's ingratitude. 天地所照耀的光亮呢，是足够让人停止他不感恩的心。Just as God, to involve the human race in the same guilt, sets forth to all without exception his presence portrayed in his creatures. 同样的，神在他所造的所有的受造物中呢，也同样的显示了他的同在，好叫人呢啊没有借口啊受控告。Despite this, 虽然如此啊，就虽然普遍启示是清楚的啊，上面那句话就是虽然普遍启示是清楚的 ，It is needful. 我们需要 another and better help be added. 我们需要另外的帮助。To direct us aright to the very creator of the universe. 我们需要另外的帮助，我们去认识那位宇宙的创造主。就是说关于上帝是创造主这方面，应该呢受造之物跟在人心中的启示是够的。但是人堕落了，所以需要另外一个帮助，就是圣经咯。It was not in vain that he added the light of his word. 所以呢上帝再加上他话语的亮光，不是突然的。By which to become known unto salvation. 透过这些话语呢，人能够达到救恩。那这里所讲的呢，就是圣经的必须性 ,the necessity of scripture, 圣经的必须，也是相对于威敏斯的信仰告白一第一章的第一段 1.1。所以神呢，除了普遍启示，又加上特殊启示，就是加上圣经的启示。And he regarded as worthy of this privilege those whom he pleased to gather more closely and intimately to himself. 他认为呢，神所呼召的人呢，在这方面呢是值得有这种特权的，就是说得到他的话语以致得救。For because he saw the minds of all men tossed and agitated, 因为他看到人受各种的邪风啊摇动。After he chose the Jews as his very own flock, 所以当神拣选了犹太人做他自己的羊群之后呢 ，he fenced them about that they might not sink into oblivion as others had. 神就建筑了围墙来保护他们，好叫他们不偏离。With good reason, he holds us by the same means in the pure knowledge of himself. 同样的理由呢，神也是用他的话来围住我们。那这里也是在讲圣经的必须性，除了普遍启示不足够以外呢，这里说的是我们信徒的信心是会摇动的，所以神要用他的话来坚定我们的信心，给我们这个 pure knowledge of himself, 关于他纯洁的认识。Since otherwise, even those who seem to stand firm before all others would soon melt away. 因为呢，不是如此的话，就算那些好像表面上很信心很坚固的人呢，也会消失掉的。Just as old or bleary-eyed men and those with weak vision, if you thrust before them a most beautiful volume, even if they recognize it to be some sort of writing, yet can scarcely construe two words. 就是说有一些人呢，他们的眼目昏花，所以呢，就算你把一本最好美好的书放在他们眼前，就算他们承认这本是很美好的书， 但是呢他们两个字都读不到， except with the aid of spectacles， 除非有眼睛帮助他们 will begin to read distinctly， 这样子他们才能够、清清楚楚地读这本书。同样的 scripture gathering up the otherwise confused knowledge of God in our mind， 同样的圣经呢就将我们思想里面关于神的很混乱的思想把他们都收集起来， having dispersed our dullness， 圣经消除我们的迟钝， clearly shows us the true God、就清楚的显示真神给我们认识。意思就是说呢，特殊启示呢要纠正我们对普遍启示错误 的理解或者盲目、的不看见。This therefore in a special gift, therefore is a special gift for God to instruct the church, not merely using mute teachers, but also opens his own most hallowed lips. 所以呢，为要教导教会，就是为要信徒教会的信心坚定，神不仅仅用了无言无语也无声音可听的教师，就是穹苍、自然，而且神呢开了他自己的口，用他的嘴唇来教导我们，就是用圣经来教导我们。 Not only does he teach the elect to look upon a God、神不仅仅教导选民、去仰望真神， but also shows himself as the God upon whom they are to look， 不仅仅说要仰望一个神，而且告诉这些选民呢，他就是那位真神，他们要仰望他。 He has from the beginning maintained this plan for his church，从创世以来神就坚持维持这个计划。 So that besides these common proofs he also put forth his word， 所以除了这些普通的证据普遍启示以外，神也提供了他的话语， which is a more direct and a more certain mark， 圣经比普遍启示是更加直接的一个记号，也是更加有肯定把握的一个记号， whereby he is to be recognized，接着这个记号我们可以认识神。所以圣经比普遍启示更加清楚，所以这里呢也是在讲圣经的清晰性，这里讲到圣经的必须性和清晰性，其实也提到圣经的足够性 sufficiency， 就是接着圣经我们可以知道如何得救。下面这段呢讲到呢我们可以认识神、有两方面的认识神。当我们读圣经的时候， There's no doubt that毫无疑问的亚当挪亚亚伯拉罕、还有其他的先祖呢透过神的话能够认识神，很亲密的认识神， that in a way distinguish them from unbelievers， 就是这样子认识神使他们与非信徒分别出来。你说怎么样呢，怎么认识神呢，就是神他跟他们说话，虽然那个时候圣经没有写下来，但是那个时候已经有特殊启示了，Secret revelations， 神在他们心中的启示，梦啊意象啊，神亲自来跟他们讲话。而先祖呢已经有特殊启示的。 I am not yet speaking of the proper doctrine of faith whereby they had been illumined into the hope of eternal life， 他说先祖所认识的我现在还不是在讲他们得到永生的事情。 For that they might pass from death to life， 假如他们要从死亡进入永生的话， It was necessary to recognize God not only as creatorBut also as Redeemer， 人必须认识神不单是创造主也是救赎主。 For undoubtedly they arrived at both from the word， 毫无疑问的先祖呢从神的话语、认识神，又是他们的创造主又是他们的救赎主。 First in order came that kind of knowledge by which one is permitted to grasp who that God is who founded and governs the universe， 第一方面先祖呢认识到神是宇宙的创造主和掌管主。 Then that other inward knowledge was added， 然后神再加上内心里面的另外一种的知识， which alone quickens dead souls， 唯有这种的第二种的知识让死的灵魂复苏活过来。 Whereby God is known not only as the founder of universe and sole author and ruler of all that is made but also in the personof the mediator and as the redeemer。 第二种的知识就是使人活过来的知识呢，是神告诉我们他是我们的救赎主，就是透过 mediator 透过中保基督、显示他自己是选民的救赎主。 But because we have not yet come to the fall of the world and the corruption of nature I shall forego discussion of the remedy， 我现在还不再讨论、神的救赎，因为我们还没有讲到堕落。 所以下面他就讲了很多的关于先后的次序。But here I shall discuss only how we should learn from scripture that God, the creator of the universe, can by sure marks be distinguished from all the throng of feigned gods. 他说我这里呢就告诉读者神创造主呢是从所有假神不一样的。Then in due order, that series will lead us to the redemption. 然后呢在适当的时候呢我就会讨论到救赎的。We shall derive many testimonies from the New Testament. 我们从新约可以得到很多的见证。And other testimonies also from the law and the prophets. 除了新约以外旧约律法先知有很多的见证。Where express mention is made of Christ. 那里呢很明明的说到耶稣基督。啊、就是旧约和新约呢都见证基督的。啊、所以加尔文很顺的这里在讲啊讲到关于认识基督得到永生这种的知识呢新约旧约都有的。旧约讲的是基督新约讲的是基督。Nevertheless, all things will tend to this end. 所有、万物呢都朝这个目标走 that God, 就是神宇宙的创造主宇宙的建筑师啊在圣经里显示了他自己。And that what we ought to think of him is set forth there. 所以我们要按照圣经的方法来去思考神。Unless we seek some uncertain deity by devious path. 好像我们不走邪恶的道路去找到一些的、假神。加尔文虽然是这种的流水账的论述但他把圣经的必须性、足够性、清晰性、权威性都说了。好了下面呢是 1.6.2 圣经就是神的话 The word is holy scripture 所以不论神呢是透过小谕啊异象啊或者是传道来启示给先祖的 He put into their minds what they should then hand down to the posterity 神把列祖应该教导后裔 的真理呢放在他们的心思中 At any rateThere's no doubt, 总之毫无疑问的 that firm certainty of doctrine was engraved in their hearts so that they were convinced and understood that what they had learned proceeded from God. 真理教义的可信性是刻在他们心板上所以他们是说服的他们知道他们确信、他们所学习的是从神而来的 For by his word, God rendered faith unambiguousForever, 因为透过神的话，神让信徒的信心永远的毫无含糊。A faith that should be superior to all opinion. 这种的信心呢，是超越人的主观的意见的。Finally, in order that the truth might abide forever, 好叫真理能够流传在世界中，历经世世代代。The same oracles he had given to the patriarchs, it was his pleasure to have recorded on public tablets. 那这里呢就讲到圣经的末世了。可以看威姆斯的信仰告白 1.1 为要信徒们流传传递真理到后代为要真理能够永存神所向列祖所晓谕的神的美意就将他们记录下来在 public tablets, 就是大众都可以看见的石板上就记录下来了。With this intent, the law was published. 就是为了这个为了后代都可以知道。所以呢律法就被颁布。And the prophets afterward added as his interpreters. 然后呢先知书后来呢就加上来去解释律法。律法先知、就是旧约的简称。For even though the use of the law was manifold, 虽然呢律法的用途是多种的那加尔文呢是讲到律法的三重的功用、这里他不是讨论这个他只是带过一下。虽然律法、有多重的功用 as will be seen more clearly in this place, 等下在适当的地方我会讨论的。It was especially committed to Moses and all the prophets. 律法特别呢是委托给摩西和众先知。To teach the way of reconciliation between God and man. 律法要教导的就是神与人是如何和好。律法是教导救恩教导与神和好的。Whence also Paul calls Christ the end of the law. 所以呢律法的总纲或者目标就是基督罗马书十章第四节。Yet I repeat once more, 我再重复一次。 besides the specific doctrine of faith and repentance that sets forth Christ as mediator,除了圣经里面清清楚楚的说基督是中保，人必须信靠他悔改，除了这个福音以外， Scripture adorns with unmistakable marks and tokens the one God in that he has created and governs the universe. 除了福音以外，圣经也告诉我们、宇宙里面都见证神是宇宙的、创造主和掌管者。 In order that he may not be mixed up with the throngof false gods, 好像我们不会把神呢与假神混为一谈。 Therefore, however fitting it may be for man seriously to turn his eyes to contemplate God's works, since he had been placed in the most glorious theater to be a spectator, it is fitting that he prick up his ears to the word, the better to profit. 所以呢，既然呢，人呢，有些人呢，去认真的去默想神的创造作为是很适当的，因为人是被放置在这个宇宙这个戏院里面去看，但是呢，我们应该、侧耳听上帝的话，好叫我们从创造从宇宙得到更好的更多的好处，就是说圣经帮助我们去了解普遍启示，纠正我们对普遍启示的错误的理解。 The better to profit, 叫我们得到更多的益处。It is therefore no wonder that those who were born in darkness became more and more hardened in their sensibility. 所以呢，并不奇怪的，那些在黑暗中出生的人呢，就越来越心里刚硬，越来越没有敏锐的感觉。Or there are very few who, to contain themselves within bounds, apply themselves teachably to God's word. 很少人呢，愿意以自己的限制有限性为满足，而殷勤的去学习，用受教的心来学习神的话。 But they rather exult in their own vanity. 人呢喜欢高举自己 的空虚。 Now in order that true religion may shine upon us, 好，让我们这里说这个目标，就是为要真的纯正的信仰光照我们， We ought to hold that it must take its beginning from heavenly doctrine. 所以我们一定要坚持我们的信仰的起点呢，就是从天而来的真理。And that no one can get even the slightest taste of right and sound doctrine unless he be a pupil of scripture. 所以人呢，关于真理，关于教义或者神学呢，是毫无认识的，除非他做一个圣经的学生，好好的读圣经。 Hence, there also emerges the beginning of true understanding when we reverently embrace what it pleases God there to witness of himself. 所以我们真正的知识，真正的理解，就是我们先从圣经那里看神的美意，要怎么样自我见证，从圣经那里才能够有真的智慧的开端。 But not only faith perfect and in every way complete, all right knowledge of God is born of obedience. 因为、不仅仅是信心、而且呢，所有的关于神的知识呢，都是从顺服而生的。所以呢，家人们不承认那些不承认圣经的那种关于神的知识，不论是哲学神学等等。简单的说，圣经要管我们的神学哲学文化科学。 And surely in this respect God has by his singular providence taken thought for mortals through all ages. 在这方面呢，就是为了人呢在各方面顺服，不仅仅是在信心方面顺服圣经，而且在哲学科学各方面、回应普遍启示顺服圣经呢，神呢都为了我们这些凡人呢着想的，就是神就用一次的这个一个特殊的 providence, 特殊的提供，就是圣经、特殊的默示呢、就给了我们这方面的功能。
朋友，你收听的是基督教药理的专题节目，我是玛丽姐妹，欢迎你给我们来信分享收听后的感想或者疑问，也欢迎你在我们活在耶稣里福音网站收听和收看其他的节目。愿神的话语祝福你的新生命。